Right now, though, a special Kempsman for you. We don't have a Kempsman open, do we?
We do not. That's enough. Yeah, that'll work. So I was telling you guys yesterday in this week's version of Let's All Feel Old that somehow I had seen a tweet about the top quarterback, I think in the freshman class, high school freshman class. He might even be eighth grade, about to be freshman. But we already identify these kids these days. They start getting offers, and they typically end up being the top guys in the class as seniors. And the guy who is the top quarterback in the 2026 high school class is Cole Leinart. Cole Leinart is Matt Leinart's son. And even though he's still a few years away from being in college.
Yeah, Matt Leinart feels like he was in the league 2 minutes ago.
Yeah, I mean, he's only a couple years older than I am. Like, I think he just turned 39.
Yeah.
So it just was a jarring thing for me of like, man, in 4 years, I'm going to be probably watching this kid on Saturdays. And to that point, he was offered by Lane Kiffin when he was 11. Because that's what Lane Kiffin does. He offers people to try to get headlines, knowing that he'll be four jobs away by the time the kid's actually ready to commit or play college football. But it's a good bit. So someone sent me an email yesterday and was like, hey, man, you should Google and look into the mom of that kid. The mom of Cole Leinart. Her name is Bryn Cameron.
And B-R-Y?
I think so. I had this in front of me. Yeah, Bryn Cameron, B-R-Y-N-N. So Bryn Cameron was a volleyball or a basketball player at USC.
Okay.
And back in 2006, she had Cole Leinart with Matt Leinart. They parted ways before the child was born.
Hmm.
2 years later, she had a child with, at the time, Los Angeles Clipper Blake Griffin.
Oh!
In his first year in Los Angeles. 1 year later, she had her second child with Blake Griffin.
Okay.
Now, they have since separated. I don't believe they were ever married. They were engaged. And there were reports online that he was having to pay something like $300,000 in child support every year. And that turned out that they both refuted that and said that they had an amicable split and that he takes care of the kids and they work it out and co-parent. So this woman was a star guard at USC. She had a baby with Matt Leinart when he was a star quarterback. Yeah, it was probably shortly thereafter. And then she has two babies with Blake Griffin.
Does Matt Leinart throw any cash her way?
I mean, he seems really involved in the kid's life. Like, he posts videos.
Oh, Matt Leinart is?
Yeah.
Okay.
So they don't live together, but I don't exactly know how much the financial situation there is. But here's the thing.
Not doing a Jerry?
No, I don't think so. If you weren't already convinced with this story of, wow, it just appears that if you're a pro athlete and you hook up with another pro athlete, you'll probably have an elite athlete. Bryn Cameron is the sister of Jordan Cameron, NFL tight end for several years for the Browns and Dolphins, who is a stud at USC himself. He had a couple really big years in Cleveland and I think got one big deal and then was out of the league. But when you just start peeling back the layers of how these people's lives work.
Yeah.
Like, she's obviously very fertile and very athletic. And she hooked up with two super huge money athletes in different sports. Now, I don't know what the Blake Griffin kid's status is. I think it's one girl and one boy. But, I mean, I would bet.
You'd buy stock in them before Brooks Jones?
Yeah, probably.
Did you happen to stumble upon Jordan Cameron's page?
With as far as kids?
No, who he's currently dating?
Go on.
Oh, wow.
Elin.
Tigers?
Tigers even?
Yeah. It's all connected.
Twisted web.
He has a child with Elon.
He does?
Are these people breeding?
That's what I'm saying. Everyone, like as I started looking into this story, I'm like, geez.
There's no way for us to break through.
No. So, Jordan Cameron, the former NFL tight end.
They need the government mandate, like busing, you know, where they mandate.
Stop bringing up busing.
That is 2 days in a row.
I brought up busing yesterday?
Yes.
Yeah.
For what? Was it a joke?
There's no way to know.
I just think they need to send some athletes our way.
Sure.
So we'd have an option. We'd have a chance.
Right. And then, like, if you're, you know, it works for females, too. You know, if you're some root, you might have, you know.
Right.
I think I'm a root.
No.
Well, then with this new program that we're proposing, you could have, like, Maxie or anybody that you find to be attractive in NBA or NFL player show up at your house.
Yeah. You just put in, like, a list of 10 or something. And
right.
And then they arrive, but you have to.
Yeah, one of them arrives, impregnates you, and then they're off.
This is
with the NIL now. Watch
yeah,
out!
Yeah, sure. This is athletic trait socialism.
I think we're on something, is just, you guys.
It's just the top 1% who have a concentration of all the athletic traits, and they're keeping it all in while the rest of us decline.
Yeah, the gap is widening.
The gap is widening. That's exactly right. So the point is, you're going to end up seeing this kid probably playing for, I mean, heck, now, USC, right? They're going to be a quarterback factory. He's Matt Leinart's son. Bryn Cameron is his mom. And 7 years from now, when he's going 1-1 in the NFL draft, I want you to remember that he has sort of, what would you even call that? Like, what do you call your siblings where you, like... What are Blake Griffin's kids to Matt Leinart's kids? They share a mother.
They have the same half-brother. Mom. Yeah, they're half-sies.
Because I have a half-brother.
Okay, so half. I mean, you do live together. Mom. But I just want to know what the relationship between them is like. And what is Matt Leinart's son? Like, has he ever met Blake Griffin? The parent of his half-brother and
probably.
Sister?
Probably.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's really weird for me to think about, especially if they're both real high-profile alpha guys who have made like a gazillion dollars.
Has Elin's new kid that she has with Jordan Cameron met Tiger? I'm going to say no. They didn't end up on
Yeah, really good terms. I doubtful on that one.